You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Happy Tuesday to you. This is part two of a sermon that just started yesterday. We're working our way through the book of Romans here at WGOD. Sometimes you're hearing some sermons preached at the church that I pastor. Sometimes you're hearing me semi-live behind the microphone. This week, it's from a sermon I preached a couple weeks back in Romans chapter 3. This sermon is entitled "The Righteousness Revealed." Romans chapter 3 starts with the words, "But now," well, verse 22 does, "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed." So that's what we're looking at here now. I want to invite you out to Ireland on Wednesday night for our midweek Bible study. We're in the Gospel of Luke, picking it up in chapter 10 this week, where the Lord sends out the disciples. Luke chapter 10. That will be Wednesday night, tomorrow night from 6 to 7:15. Love to see you. And at church next Sunday, we're in the book of Romans. We'll be looking at chapter 9, starting looking at Israel. Paul's done up to this point. Now he's talking about what in the world has happened to Israel. That'll occupy chapters 9 through 11. Chapter 12, Paul's going to tell us how to live right. And that'll take up the rest of the book. In the meantime, let's get back to this program here in Romans chapter 3, "The Righteousness Revealed."
What a blasphemy that is. No flesh will be justified. Here it is, verse 20. "Therefore, by the deeds of the law," that is trying to do good, trying to keep rules, "by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. By the works of the law, no one is ever..." Now, to be justified, remember, is when God, on a good way, which is what I use this for usually, slams down that gavel, looks at you and says, "Not guilty." It's what it means to be justified. "By the works of the law, no person will ever be justified before God, because that's not the purpose of the law, to justify you." Keep reading. "For by the law comes the knowledge of sin." The law says, don't do that. Now it's sin when you do it. And that's the purpose of the law. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Let's pick it up, verse 19. "Wherefore then serveth the law?" All right, why the law? It says it was added. Notice it was added, and notice the word "until." It was added because of transgressions until, meaning it's temporary. It was added because of transgressions until the seed would come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law which could have given life, then verily righteousness would have been by the law. But the scripture, verse 22, "The scripture has concluded all under sin." that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which would afterward be revealed. Wherefore, look at verse 24. First three words after wherefore, it says, the law was. You see that? The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified, declared not guilty by God, so that we might be justified by, say it, faith. Galatians 3, 19 through 24. The law was, if you have received Jesus Christ as Lord. The law is, if you haven't. Notice that next time you hear unbelievers talking, trying to justify themselves. Well, I've never murdered anyone. I've never committed adultery. I honored my mother and father. I don't even work on Sunday. It's because they're still under conviction from the hammer. The purpose of the hammer is to get you to see that you can't make it on your own and you need a deliverer and you need help. That's the purpose of it. The law was. It's him saying it, not me. The law was our schoolmaster, paedagogos, Greek word, a tutor, someone in charge of an infant until they reached a certain age. Then they dropped him off to their parents. The law was our tutor to lead us to Christ. The law is a taxi, and it stops right here and dead ends at the cross and drops you off. Then it's up to you to decide what you do there. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Jesus Christ. Just want you to see that here. Now let me move on here. Again, this ties right into where we're at with Romans. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. Now back to Romans chapter 3, verse 21. Remember, the law was if you've received Jesus. The law is if you haven't. It's still in full effect over you to convict you, to get you to realize you can't keep it. Romans 3:21 starts with the words, But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is manifested or has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, like witnessing a bank robbery or a murder. Meaning the law and the prophets saw this coming, being witnessed to by the law. Deuteronomy 18, someone's coming just like me, mightier than I though. Numbers, I see him, but he's not near. A star will come out of Jacob, being witnessed to by the law. First five books of Moses, by the prophets. Your king is coming to you, lowly, riding on a donkey. He's being witnessed to by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, verse 22. Unto all and upon all them that believe. For there's no difference. Now, most translations say, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ. Well, most translations are wrong because it's the faith of Jesus Christ. Even the faith is not your own, your faith is a gift. King James has got it right here. It's the faith of Jesus Christ that's been given to you as a gift. Granted, of course, you have to have faith in, but I want you to see your faith is a gift. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so you don't get up and boast about it. It's a gift. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God. Remember what that means. That means how to get right with God is what this means. The righteousness of God means how do I get right with God? What can I do? How do I get right with Him? How do I get peace? How do I have my sins washed away? How do I know when I die and leave this world, I'm going to make it up to heaven? The righteousness of God is when God takes His gavel, looks at you and says, not guilty. Now how can I have God do that to me? Fair enough. Right? Very simple. Through faith in Jesus Christ. There's only one way to have God do that to you. By faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's it. There's one way to ensure all of that, and that is by believing and receiving the man in the glory, Jesus Christ. Even the righteousness of God, I'm going back to verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no distinction or no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay, again, let me explain. After thousands of years and thousands and thousands of years of sacrificing bulls and goats on the altar, finally, after all these years, how to get right with God's been revealed. Because sacrificing animals was a temporary thing. And again, being witnessed by the law of the prophets, that's Moses and the prophets, saw it in a distance. Like Paul wrote, you see it in the glass darkly. And this righteousness of God comes about by faith, faith in Jesus Christ given to you as a gift. That's what sets you apart from the Muslim in England this week who killed all his people, is you've got the faith of Jesus Christ given to you as a gift, and he didn't have it. And that should drive you to your knees grateful. That's what sets you apart. The very faith of the Son of God deposited in you. Makes you want to shout, doesn't it? Amen is right. You got to come here more often. I think you should move up around here. I'm actually got you excited. I can't help it. I'm excited. I used to be a bad man for many years, and I'm excited now. I'm not a bad man anymore. He even saved a wretch like me. Right, Bill? And if he can save me, he can save anybody. No matter who you are. Even saved me. That slays me. All I can do is give him the rest of my life. What else can I do? That single act of grace ought to make you to shout. Once again, this time from my New King James, to help everyone understand.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.